Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Germany scored late to keep their World Cup hopes alive.
Yes, keep hope alive, keep hope alive. You know, Hansi Flick referred to that match prior to kickoff with Spain as our final. They were in a do-or-die situation. They did get some hope thanks to Costa Rica's victory over Japan earlier that day. But, you know, Germany knew they were trying to evade this haunting ghost of the early ejection in 2018. And who else but Werder Bremen's forward Füllkrug came through. You know, he only made his senior debut a week before the World Cup kicked off. He actually is the only striker to score. He scored in a friendly against Oman. And it's interesting to see Bayern and basically Bayern Munich, because they had six Bayern Munich players in that starting lineup. You know, the coach after the match, obviously right now we don't know if Germany will advance or yet, you know, because it's not so clear. There's a lot of business to take care of, but the coach pretty much praised Füllkrug and talked about his mentality and that he really wants to show score goals, because this is obviously a dream for many footballers. You know, and everyone's not supporting Germany. You know, television viewership is down here in Germany. There have been protests and other things going on. Germany actually did a protest ahead of the Japan match. They opted against that versus Spain. And they came through and got a result that gave them life for another day. Luis Enrique, the Spanish head coach, basically said they weren't as fresh and as accurate, you know, and didn't play with as much fluidity as they had prior, but they're in a good position. They lead their group right now, you know, and I expect them to take care of Japan, you know, but Germany, obviously it'll be a disappointment, a huge setback if they are ejected early again, because they've won their share of World Cups. So a lot of pressure still on the German national team and Hansi Flick and all of the players. I mean, business is not taken care of. It's just they live another day.
What has to happen for Germany to advance, Chris? And what has the German Football Association said about the potential of being eliminated?
Well, yeah, getting through is really simple against Costa Rica. They need to defeat Costa Rica. And Spain needs to win against Japan, because as it stands right now, Spain lead the group, followed by Japan, Costa Rica. Germany is at the bottom, the only side without a victory. So they're going to have to play convincingly. In Costa Rica, Los Ticos, you know, are no laughing matter. They actually fired a bullseye. They scored a goal through Fuller on their first attempt in Qatar. So when they're in front of goal and they get an attempt, they make it count. You can't say that about the German side. And as far as the German Football Association, they're already talking about restructuring, interrogating the entire team, the entire organization, starting from Hansi Flick down to everything. They're talking about maybe investing more money to figure out how to remain competitive on the major stage, because that is the objective for the German Football Association. But they did say that they probably wouldn't let go of Hansi Flick before the Euros. The Euros is set to kick off here in Germany, so of course they're going to want him here for that, and that's also a dream of Hansi Flick's. But you know, that's a bit putting the carriage before the horse. The most important thing right now is they play a convincing 90 minutes and they get the result they need. And you know how it works in the last group day. You know, every group member kicks off at the same time, so there isn't any kind of, you know, unjust outcome to help another team advance and so forth. So I'm sure players will be checking in on Spain and Japan from time to time or getting an update. But nonetheless, they need to stay focused 100% on football. They've said, you know, that prior to Spain, they get a result. They still haven't defeated Spain in a competitive fixture since 1988. So a bit of progress, but they do need more.
Chris, what Bundesliga players not on the German squad have stood out for you so far?
Well, you know, I would say impressed in terms of what it means. Alphonso Davies, Bayern's left back and multi-talented youngster, netted Canada's first ever World Cup goal, even though they're at the bottom of their group. They got manhandled by Croatia, and a fellow Bundesliga player, Andre Kramaric, netted a brace. He plays for Hoffenheim, you know, and that had a backstory as well. You know, I would urge anyone just to check out the tabloids between Croatia and Canada. It was pretty entertaining. But nonetheless, those two players stood out. Croatia looked very good. They lead their group. They'll get through. Canada, obviously, are going to have to go back home. But nonetheless, the Bundesliga players are active. And who knows? Bayern Munich might have another player because obviously France and so forth. I do still think Bayern Munich have the potential of having a player in their locker room that won the World Cup. Time will tell.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.